USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says a Border Patrol officer killed the gunman in yesterday's school shooting in Uvalde. The shooting left 19 children and two adults dead, and there were 17 people injured with non-life-threatening wounds. The Republican governor saying the gunman had no criminal record and reminding everyone,
we need to realize that people who think that, well, maybe if we just implement tougher gun laws, it's going to solve it. Chicago and L.A. and New York disprove that thesis. And so if you're looking for a real solution, Chicago teaches that what you're talking about is not a real solution. Our job is to come up with real solutions that we can implement.
During a Senate hearing, FBI Director Christopher Wray saying the FBI is involved in the investigation. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Before signing an executive order for policing and public safety on the second anniversary of George Floyd's death, President Biden says he plans to visit Texas in the wake of the Uvalde, Texas elementary school shooting.
Jill and I will be traveling to Texas in the coming days to meet with the families and let them know we have a sense, just a sense of their pain, and hopefully bring some little comfort to the community in shock, in grief, and in trauma. As a nation, I think we all must be there for them.
Lawmakers want answers about the national shortage of baby formula. A Democratic-led hearing taking place on Capitol Hill and Virginia Republican Morgan Griffith says the Biden administration let the situation become dire before responding.
Was the administration aware that an infant formula shortage was developing for over 2 years and failed to take sufficient action to prevent the shortage from getting worse? Or were they caught flat-footed?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The primary race for the Republican nomination for Pennsylvania's open U.S. Senate seat is officially heading for a recount. The state's top election official saying on Wednesday that the margin between former hedge fund CEO David McCormick and Dr. Mehmet Oz is tight enough to trigger a statewide recount. The race isn't expected to be decided until next month. The chairman of the Republican National Committee says her party's participation was high in Tuesday night's primary election.
What we're seeing consistently in the data is that Republican turnout is through the roof in these primaries. We saw it in Georgia, and that bodes well for us in November.
Ronna McDaniel noting turnout was high for both in-person and absentee voters, while Georgia will once again be one of the most watched states thanks to highly anticipated races for governor and Senate, Pennsylvania will still be a hot topic. The outbreak of monkeypox should be monitored but not worried about. Pfizer's CEO Albert Bourla making those comments on CNBC while at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland. Monkeypox is a viral disease that occurs mostly in Central and Western Africa. The largest active duty military base is poised to get an extreme makeover. A federal commission is suggesting that Fort Hood in Texas be renamed to honor Richard Cavazos, who was the Army's first Hispanic four-star general. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.